Welcome. We hope you enjoy this recording from Christ City Church, based in Dublin, Ireland. For more podcasts and information on the church, please visit christcitychurch.ie. Thank you for listening.
Hi, everybody. I'm pretty nervous, so we'll see how we get on. I believe, help my unbelief. That was the cry of a father who approached Jesus for the healing of his son in Mark 9. And it's been my prayer many times as I've tried to work out where I stand with my faith and what the fact of Jesus' death and resurrection means for me and for us today. I've been a Christian for a long time, and I've thought about and prepared to get baptized several times. And I think I legitimately could have been baptized before and a few times, but I've held back, and I've held back for several reasons. One, I wanted to be sure, to be really confident that I was a Christian and that I wasn't going back. Two, I wanted to feel like I was in a really good place with my faith, that I was experiencing a deep communion with God regularly and had a vibrant prayer life. And three, truthfully, I was nervous about making this public declaration. And 2 years ago, I felt God prod me through a sermon on Gideon. Many of you may know this story, but Gideon was preparing with 32,000 men to fight a huge enemy army of 135,000 men. While they're at camp, God tells Gideon to reduce his army down to 300, to leave their weapons behind, and to carry a torch and an empty jar. They follow his commands, and they break the jars and blow their trumpets, and the frightened and confused enemy end up turning on each other, and Gideon and his men won the battle. During this sermon, I reflected on the fact that we can't always rationalize God's plan or commandments. To a human strategist, getting rid of 99% of the army and leaving the weapons behind seems like lunacy. Yet, this was God's plan, and there can be little doubt that it was God who won that battle, not Gideon and his men. He's bigger and doing things we could not have ever comprehended. And I believe he's commanded us to be baptized. Sometimes we'll understand why God commands us to do things, and maybe that's before or after we're obedient, like Gideon. But sometimes we won't ever understand in this life. I want to live a life of obedience. I trust that God has the best plan for my life. And I knew then that I was going to get baptized. And almost 2 years later, here I am. And I'm thrilled to be getting baptized today on Easter Sunday, to be publicly saying that the Easter message is the most important message that the world needs to hear, that when Jesus died on Friday, he died for my sins, for me, that today when we say he is risen, it means that death is defeated, and that just as Jesus was restored, one day this world will be too. I grew up attending a great church in County Wicklow, and I was involved in Christian Union and university. But it was after university when I joined CCC in April 2018. At that point, I wasn't very sure of my faith, and I was looking around at different churches. But the first time that I attended CCC, I believe that God spoke to me and said, "Give me one good reason why you wouldn't commit to this church." And I didn't have a reason, so I've been part of this church since. It's been a real gift. What has been such a treat has been being able to be known here, to be honest about the things I'm not sure about, to be accepted despite sometimes saying things to Steve like, "I just don't know how I can believe in a personal God." And that still lingers to this day. I know I am a Christian. I'm ready to make this public declaration of my faith in Jesus, but the struggles of deep communion and a vibrant prayer life often remain, and maybe they always will. That said, being a Christian does make a huge difference in my life. I have a joy and a hope. I feel God's love and have hope because I know that regardless of the situation, God is going to come through and is in control. I have a posture of gratitude and not entitlement. Everything I am and have is a gift. I have a purpose and it connects me to a higher story. It's not all about me. And through the study of Jesus' life on earth, I'm taught how to treat others. Yet despite knowing all this, all too often, I don't put God first in my decision-making. Too often, I make it all about me. Too often, I'm arrogant, and too often, it's easy for me to depend on my own strength. Too often, I'm not as generous as I could be, and too often, I don't show love for even my favorite people. Too often, I'm fearful about the future. Thankfully, the message of the cross and of Easter is that despite my sin and my failures, I am accepted by God, not on the basis of what I do, but rather what he has done. Sin and death is defeated. He has paid the price, and I can live free in that knowledge. Ultimately, though, I'm not a Christian because it's a better story. I'm a Christian because I believe that this is true. We have a creator God who is perfect and wants a relationship with me and with you. That we mucked it up and continue to muck it up badly, but that Jesus literally became a human being and took the wrath of God upon himself so that we could be redeemed and enter into relationship with him. Easter has made all the difference. Getting baptized on Easter Sunday holds profound significance. It's not just a ritual or of initiation or a sign of obedience. My baptism today symbolizes my redemption through his death and my rebirth as a Christian and child of God. It symbolizes my submission and my dependence on him for my cleansing and hope. By immersing myself in the waters of baptism, I am affirming my faith in Christ's resurrection and my journey of transformation through this. It's a declaration of my commitment to live a life aligned with God's will and to embrace the grace and forgiveness offered through Christ's sacrifice.